Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last week, President Biden announced the first pardons of his administration. One of the three people he granted clemency to was Abraham Bolden, a former Secret Service agent for President Kennedy. Bolden was the first black man to serve on a presidential detail. But in 1964, he was charged with allegedly attempting to sell a copy of a Secret Service file, and he served 39 months in prison. He has always maintained his innocence. Mr. Bolden is with us, along with a member of his legal team, Cherise Williams. She helped him to write his clemency petition. Welcome.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So I wonder, what was your first thought, Mr. Bolden, when you heard that the clemency petition had been granted?
I was very elated that it had been granted. You know, my petition originally was for pardon because of innocence. It's not clear exactly what was granted yet, and I'm waiting to hear from the Attorney General's office whether or not it was granted because of innocence or not.
Cherise, can you explain that? What news you're hoping to get on the reason that the petition was granted?
Yes. Well, the petition within itself, presidential pardons are typically granted on an act of forgiveness or an acknowledgement of some sort of injustice. Mr. Bolden's petition was filed specifically based on innocence. We're just waiting for maybe a little more clarity. What we do understand is that although this is a full and unconditional presidential pardon, it does not clear the criminal conviction.
Mr. Bolden, why is it so important to you that the clemency be granted on innocence?
Because I was innocent, and I want that record clear. It was a frame job from the beginning. The government knew it was a frame job. And that's why I want my record clear. And I think that actually they should have reinstated me into the Secret Service and put me out on retirement, because all of my constitutional rights were violated. The government solicited perjury. And this is a matter of record. The judge told the jury to find me guilty. I was denied an attorney. There were so many judicial processes that were absent that caused me to be convicted of a crime.
So let me ask you about why you think this all happened then, because several key witnesses in this case have since admitted that they lied on behalf of the prosecutor. So why do you think it has taken so long, knowing that these witnesses that were really important to the case, why do you think it has taken so long for you to get your clemency petition approved?
Because of my involvement with the Kennedy matter. You know, Kennedy was assassinated. When I became the first African-American to be on the White House detail, I complained about the structure of the Secret Service and the protection that President Kennedy was receiving. I found racism very strong in the Secret Service. I found that the agents that were protecting the president were not doing the job. Many of them should have been in some alcoholic treatment program because they were showing up for work drunk and unable to carry out the job. And I complained and complained. And when I left the White House on July the 6th of 1961, I went into the chief of the Secret Service office and told him unless there were structural changes in the Secret Service that was protecting President Kennedy would be assassinated. We were in the midst of a very racial period. And it was just a terrible time for Black people. And we knew that President Kennedy wanted equality. He wanted equality for all Americans. He didn't want to put anybody ahead, but he was firmly against the racial injustice that the Black man was suffering in America. And now we're on November 22nd, when the president was assassinated. I knew that they were going to come after me because I had predicted it. And I had told them that the drinking and cabaret that the Secret Service was carrying on was going to be detrimental to the president and that he would be assassinated because we were getting so many threats against the president's life and his security was at fault.
Charisse, how difficult was it for you to get this pardon for Mr. Bolden?
We waited on this pardon for approximately 7 years. This particular pardon was initially filed under the Obama administration. It was interviewed under the Trump administration, and we are so very grateful that Biden stepped in.
This is not the first time that you have applied for a pardon. You asked President Nixon for a pardon more than once.
Yes, I did. I asked President Nixon for a pardon, of course. The reason then was it was too soon. I got off of parole in 1971, and I applied for pardon in 1972. And normally you have to wait 4 years after you do your parole. And it was denied on the basis that I had applied too early. So I reapplied under President Clinton. And I don't know what happened to that. They never did advise me whether it was denied or what.
You know, for me, it's upsetting to think that you had been warning people about security lapses within the Secret Service, that you had been warning that misbehavior, that unprofessional behavior might put the president at risk. And then, of course, the president was shot and killed. How did you feel when that happened, knowing that you had tried to raise warning flags?
That's what bothered me the most. That's why I wanted to talk to the Warren Commission.
The Warren Commission was set up by President Lyndon Johnson. The intent was to investigate the assassination of President Kennedy.
Yes. We had information that a gang was out to assassinate the president. We had information as to how the president was going to be assassinated. Agents knew that the president was going in danger when he came to Chicago and also when he went to Dallas, Texas. I was sounding an alarm all the way because President Kennedy had personally asked me to become the first African American on the detail. And it was a great honor to be asked by the president to become a person of history, to better my people.
It's just an incredible story, and I wanted to congratulate you. This must be an incredible turn of events for you, and I hope you get the news soon on whether the pardon was granted on innocence.
Yes, I do too. For my family, I have a son who is still alive. Unfortunately, my son and daughter died a year ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A month apart. Both died of cancer. But they're still with me in heart. And my wife, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it very much.
It's been a pleasure to have you. The recently pardoned Abraham Bolden, former Secret Service agent for President Kennedy, and Charisse Williams, the attorney who helped him write his clemency petition. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.